Good evening. This is the Courtroom Observer's call on 22 November 2017, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you for being here tonight. We're we don't have near the people that we normally have tonight. In fact, Jim, you're the only one here besides Terry and I.
Well,
but anyway, go ahead.
I was going to point out later, you know, this is the 54th anniversary of the assassination of JFK. November 22nd.
Oh, that's right.
And, you know, and I think we lost a brilliant man right there.
Well, I agree.
I was a young boy, 11 and a half.
He made a mistake, though, in my view. He advertised, that he was going to tell the truth on things.
He was only 43 years old. When you're 43, you're naive about some things. Now that we're older men, we realize that. So.
Yeah, well, if he'd have kept his mouth shut and just done what he wanted to do, he'd have been okay. But that happens to a lot of people. I mean, a lot of the people that have died from Clinton's people and everybody that they've killed, it's because they broadcast what they were going to do before doing it and didn't have a safety net set up.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I am very careful what I'm about to say on many things because of that. But anyway, I know, Jim, that we have Val on too. Welcome, Val. And Ollie is still working on his new website, the patriotstanding.com. And on that website, he's putting different information about the different committees, and he's added a copy of the affidavit on there, and he's fixing it to where person write what they want said and sign their name, and then the website will, I guess, fix it right up the way it should be. And all they have to do then is download it, go have it notarized. But he's doing a great job of on that website. I mean, he's putting hour after hour after hour on making that website right, making it do what he wants done. It'll be a great one to check in on once in a while. Also, I hope people are going to Courtroom Observer's page and refreshing their mind on what's on there, and use the information to their advantage.
Speaking of courtroom observation, I was told today by Lori in Colorado that there's a form, she plans on getting it to me, a form, sound like she said 505, where you could actually put a judge on the spot over the wet ink signature or lack of it. Have any of you heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but it's...
not effective?
Well, it's just another one that's going to get you in trouble if you try to use it.
I'm figuring that out, Robert.
Some things are just best left alone until a later time.
Until after Christmas.
Yeah.
Terry, you should listen to that Committee of Safety last Thursday night. It was pretty good. The first half hour was about the Constitution, and then the last half was sort of a discussion about possibly having a Christmas party.
Yep, and we're praying for that Christmas party.
Without counting chickens before they hatch.
Yeah. Anything can happen, but we're praying things are going as planned.
Well, I'll definitely listen to that call. I don't want to miss it. I was just too tired last week, and I appreciate the information, because usually what I do is I look for the icon on the Committee of Safety page, and I didn't see anything there. But
if you're totally familiar with the Constitution, you can fast forward through about at least the first 30 minutes until you get the discussion part of it. Plus, you need to refresh your course on the Constitution. So.
Well, I'll keep that in mind.
And, Terry, did you hear what I said about Ollie's website?
Yeah, I did. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he comes up with, too.
Well, he's coming up with a fantastic website. It's going to have a lot of information on it. He's not anywhere near done, but it's going to be great. He's got a plan that he's activating, and it's going to help all of us.
I
won't try to describe what it is because I couldn't do it justice, but he's got it all laid out.
Yeah, I registered a name for a Committee of Safety for New Jersey, and I actually started a website from GoDaddy. But I'm thinking in retrospect, I could have done something on Facebook, but, you know, with all the baggage that comes with Facebook, I'm kind of glad that I didn't.
Yeah. Well, different areas, different needs, and so you just have to figure out what will work in your county, your area.
Facebook has just announced they're going to spend $1 billion in the state of New Mexico. I heard that today, and I said, well, no wonder things are changing.
Yeah, well, Zuckerberg also was going to send several $1 million to the Newark school system, and that turned out to be a big non-starter, too. So, you know, you got to take everything he says with a grain of salt.
Well, Zuckerberg stepped down from control of Facebook now.
He did. I didn't know that.
Yep, just did here recently. And so they've made several changes. I don't know whether they're good or bad. I hear both sides.
Well, I'm sure he still has a controlling interest, just like Bill Gates has with Microsoft. So nothing really is going to change unless it's okay with them.
Yeah.
Business trust.
But we'll find out shortly, I'm sure. I would leave Facebook, but it's the best way to get word out quickly of any of the social medias just because of how many people are on it. Now, Gerard sent me a couple of videos just now. Looks like they are a must watch. But anyway, on Courtroom Observers, this is... we're right in kind of a holiday period. I don't guess probably anybody really has done any courtroom observing of the last week. And I know everybody's tired of me preaching about how to dress for it, so I won't do that tonight. And everybody knows that they need to have a tablet and pen and take good notes and make up the affidavits and make a copy for the client. There's really not a whole lot that anybody can say to teach the courtroom observing. It's all, it's pretty simple as far as what it is, and we're just there to be that courtroom observer and make sure we take good notes, and by doing so put fear in the hearts of the judge and the prosecution. And I'll remind everybody that just one person there as a courtroom observer has the power to bring about a dismissal of charges. Before I did it, I was a little skeptical. And when the judge called the defendant up and the prosecutors told him, Judge, I have concerns about this case. We've had a courtroom observer sitting in the courtroom for 2 days, all day long, taking notes. And he says, I think it would be in the best interest of the state of Oregon to dismiss the charges against this man. It was almost a shock to hear it. But the judge did dismiss the charges. So I became a believer. That's the power we have. And courtroom observers, I can't say enough that it's one of the most important committees that we have, because it is powerful. The other one, well, I think all of our committees are important. But the Welcome Committee, the Courtroom Observers, and the Committees of Safety, they are tops in importance. Now, Ham Radio Committee, it has its importance. I just don't place it as highly as I do these others. And Natural Healing is important because we might all need to know how to choose or find natural medications if everything goes to hell. It'd be good to know, be good to have some information on it. But courtroom observing is, it goes right along with the committees of safety and being involved in what's happening in your community and being there to make a difference. And you certainly can. The last case I had was 100 miles away from home, and the defendant lost it, but he's going for an appeal. So I guess really we haven't lost it yet, but the whole trial was a sham. So it's an ongoing thing. Don't know how much longer it'll be before it all comes about again, but it's ongoing. On the trial in Nevada. Now, I think that trial is falling apart. And Ryan Bundy has everybody mesmerized with his brilliance. And even the judge has now allowed him to go home for Thanksgiving. That's a big change from what it used to be. But right now the prosecution is doing their case. But the defense is digging up all kinds of embarrassing things for the prosecution. They're coming up with all these things that the prosecution has been hiding and not turning over information to the defense. And the judge is getting kind of angry at prosecution for what they're doing. Now, I doubt there's any courtroom observers there for that trial. But if I was there, I'd probably use up a tablet of paper on every day, because of so much wrong things being done. I think I'd almost hate to write an affidavit for it. I don't like writing that much. So I'm kind of expecting that trial's not gonna make it to the finish.
Didn't John Duresh complain that he has never gotten any next friend affidavits out of that trial?
Well, he got some from Portland, but he hasn't gotten any from Nevada on any of those trials.
You think that's because people are afraid to get involved?
No, I think more it's... there were people there infiltrating the people there and causing problems and bad-mouthing the NLA and convincing people that we weren't doing anything. And they just, a couple of them, the people there think of them as friends. They don't realize how much of an enemy they are, and so they believe when he speaks, they believe him. And we don't have people there to convince them otherwise. However, you know, we can get the, the transcripts, and we do have news outlets writing the stories. We can certainly use those stories. There are things we can do. It's just, it'd be a whole lot better if we had affidavits go along with the transcripts. I don't see much chance in that happening. Ollie and I have been trying to get people there to write affidavits, and it just hasn't gone anywhere. Is there any questions or comments or anything that anybody wants to make? I had to mute you, Rhonda. Sounds like you got a windstorm. Val, have you got anything going court-wise?
I was today at the code enforcement hearing in the area where I live, and this has been third month in a row I'm going over there, and it's usual. The abuse is unbelievable, and those city employees, you know, coming to the houses uninvited, trespassing, and they writing up the people unbelievably. One argument was today about 30 minutes when the couple argue about the there was grass too tall on the property which the couple claimed they didn't own, the city owned. But anyway, there was no opinion yet delivered, but there will be probably in a month or so. I'm taking the notes, and I educate myself. I copy all the statute from Florida legislature, and I copy the ordinance, and I have some else material to go through. And I don't, the good thing about it, there is provision in the rules that you can represent somebody else, or you can help somebody else, but you don't know those people, even they want you or not, and that's the, so they are very, very cautious.
Yeah. Well, it seems that a lot of the people have decided to just skip this evening because of it being Thanksgiving. Maybe it's because it's the anniversary of the assassination of Kennedy, Jack Kennedy. I don't know, but anyway, I really hope that everybody's going to have a very nice Thanksgiving and be thankful. Be thankful for a lot of things. Be thankful for our president. He has a lot of things happening behind the scenes. There are over, and I don't know how far over, 1,800 warrants issued so far on the pedophile ring and on Uranium One. Then many, many MS-13 gang members rounded up on pedophile charges, human trafficking. The courts are going to be quite busy with all of this. And this is these indictments are in all 94 courts, federal courts. So it's all across the U.S. that it's happening. And
you said one of the Rothschild players has died in a helicopter plane crash.
Well, that's what we surmise, because you know, with the way it's happening, there's nobody calling the news station and getting this put out. It's just we're getting it by people inside the government with code names.
I remember the older Rothschild's name, Evelyn Rothschild.
Oh, I see. No, this wasn't the one. I think it was Jacob.
Right.
It was a male. It was, but anyway, a small plane and a helicopter collided over the Rothschild compound in D.C., and what they tell us is all four people were killed.
Maybe the Marines sent a remote control small engine aircraft into a Rothschild helicopter.
Very possible. But we keep digging for information, and we keep following every report that we can get our hands on, and trying to connect the dots, just trying to decipher what is true and what's false, and we have to kind of take a lot of the information with a grain of salt because of the person that's giving it. But we're doing our best to stay up with what's happening. But Trump says America will have a very Merry Christmas. I'm hoping and praying he's right.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because a caller on Monday mentioned something about the CIA taking over the Marine Corps taking over CIA headquarters in Langley. Well, it turns out that's a bunch of BS, which originated with this notorious podcaster, Hal Turner, who was an FBI informant and who actually did some time in prison for calling for the assassination of a couple of federal judges. I think that the case was BS, but, you know, in any case, that's supposedly where the story originated.
Well, anyway, you listened to that ex-CIA officer, didn't you, or a military officer? But we have other people that claim it's not fake, that it did happen, and very credible people saying it did happen. And in fact, one of my sources, while that ex-CIA military officer was speaking, one of my sources called him and kind of read him the riot act because of what he was saying about it being fake. And said she had proof of it. So we don't know positively, but the case every day is getting stronger that it did happen.
Well, I know there's a podcaster, Gene Lejeune, who's talking about it. And until I see some pictures or some concrete evidence, I think you should take it with a grain of salt. I mean,
You have to do that with most everything. That's just one of the things that we are still searching out information and trying to connect the dots. But as I say, the more we get from different sources that are credible, the more it looks like it may very well have happened.
We do know
that Trump is being protected by a special force of Marines. See, he's a target. So we don't know for sure anything, really. All we can do is find the sources, listen to them, and try to decipher everything and come up with what the truth is. It's not easy in operations like this. So, but one of the sources is QAnon. Nobody really knows who QAnon is. However, we don't think it's a single person. We think it's a group of people. We think maybe possibly they are, he is, she is, they are friends of Trump and put out word that he wants put out. We also think that they're in the government somewhere. But we don't know that for sure either. So we keep listening. We keep watching. We keep praying. So.
Time will tell. We'll see.
Yes, time will tell.
Have any of you all heard of William Binney? Used to be intelligence officer. You know, that man, I think, is the most credible government official I've ever listened to. I'd like to hear what he has to say about all this stuff, although he's no longer working in government. But that guy, I believe, the way he carries himself and the way he explains things. Where is William Binney? We need to get him signed up to NLA.
Yeah, I heard Roger Stone talking about him today. Apparently they're good friends.
Well, he hasn't been on the show in quite some time, or I missed it.
Well, I heard it from somebody. It may have been Roger Stone. It may have been somebody else. I think it was Stone. And maybe it might have been an old conversation, but probably not that old.
Well, that's one thing that we have to watch for, too, because quite often the video shows up and it's old. It might be 2-3 years old. And they think that it's new. So we have to watch that, too.
Well, anything that comes from William Binney, you can take it to the bank, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
He may have been involved with the Marine group.
But anyway, I really don't have anything more to talk about tonight. Things are a little slow. I mean, we've gone over everything about courtroom observers so often, and we really need to get more people on here active on courtroom observing so that we can talk about those things in a greater depth. And I hope that everyone will go into the website under Courtroom Observers and refresh their memories on what's posted there. And also keep a pocket constitution handy so you can refer to it now and then when questions come up or when you feel like reading it, where you have it handy. And, you know, as I said, everybody have a very Merry Christmas, or very Merry Christmas, a very happy Thanksgiving tomorrow, and, you know, eat plenty of turkey and stuff yourselves and sleep it off. And I think we'll call it a night for this call. And everybody, have a good evening.
You too.